Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right now, let's talk tech with KTLA's Rich DeMiro. You can follow Rich on social media at Rich on Tech. His website is richontech.tv. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Jennifer.
I love that DuckDuckGo has a private email address where you can push all your junk mail. I tried to have one of these accounts, and then I filled it up too fast, and then I had to create another one, and now I don't remember which one the junk mail goes to. It's kind of a mess.
Yeah, and they understand that a lot of people might have done that in the past, and it was just way too tricky because, let's be honest, at this point, many people are settled on their email service of choice, which is typically, you know, Yahoo, Gmail, Outlook. So what they're doing is DuckDuckGo obviously is the privacy-centric search engine. They've got a new thing called email protection, and this lets you protect your email privacy without switching email addresses. So you sign up, you get an email address at duck.com, and basically you give that out to these spammy websites or whatever, shopping websites, and then your emails are forwarded to your regular email address. But here's the difference, Jennifer. Before they're forwarded, they strip out any tracking information. So basically, these services can't tell if you opened the email, where you opened it, when you opened it, and what device you've used to open it.
I like it. That's half the battle, is making sure that they can't find you later.
Well, something simple that I do with my Gmail, I turn off external images. So I have in the settings, there's a setting that says don't load external images. And so basically all of my emails load without external images, which is a lot of times that's how they do the tracking. They put a tiny invisible pixel on your email. And when that pixel is loaded, it sends back the information of what computer you were on, what time you opened it, and where. And then, by the way, that information is mixed into a giant database about Rich DeMiro or anyone else, and that's how they sell you more stuff.
I did not know that. Okay, so what are people supposed to do? We're supposed to go into, and I would assume this could be with any email that you have, right?
Yeah, you just turn off load external images. Now, it's a little annoying, I'll be honest, because if you want to see images in an email, you have to always, every time, there's a little thing at the top that says load images for this specific email. You know, it's a little tiny thing that you have to do, but to be honest, it really cuts down on spam emails in a very big way. And for me personally, it annoys PR people because they're always like, I can't tell when you opened my email, which they do. You know, that's how they track the reporters.
Oh, see, I would love that because then we don't get those, hey, I wanted to circle back. Wait a minute, we never circled in the first place.
Oh,
well,
they still circle back.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me, there's a lot of circle backs going on here, but I ignore them. Still ignore them.
I know, it just drives me absolutely batty. All right,
this is my seventh email, and you're still not answering. Yes, you get it? Get what I'm doing here?
Can we circle back if we never circled in the first place? Is that even a thing? All right, Venmo is ditching that global feed that shows what everyone is paying everybody else for. I have to admit, I kind of stalked people on this. Like, really? Sally went to lunch with, Sandy yesterday. Really?
Right. It was fun to live in like a little fantasy world of like, well, what does that mean, that little thing that they sent as the emoji? Like, what did they pay for, you know? But that's going away. Venmo says they have 70 million people and it's just too much to handle and it doesn't really have any relevance. But the reality is, look, privacy is number one in our world right now, and that does not really play into it. And so they're getting rid of that. And of course, they also introduced those features where you can hide your friend list. You can also go in and hide your transactions from your friends. But the other thing that they're doing, they kind of mix this into the big change. When you open Venmo, you'll see it's a fully different app. Now you can mark transactions as business transactions. And when you do that, the person that you're paying, Venmo is going to take a little cut of that money from them. And so Venmo says that's for purchase protection. People that you pay via Venmo that are using this for business reasons are going to be really annoyed if you check that box. But that's what they're doing.
All right. And finally, let's talk RoboMart. So the convenience store comes to your door. I kind of like this.
This is interesting. It's a little twist on delivery. Instead of picking out the items in advance, this is a high-tech ice cream truck. You hail it on an app. It comes to your door. The door of the van opens to a whole little convenience store filled with either pharmacy items or snacks. You can decide which one you want delivered. You pick out your stuff, and there's no checkout process. It literally just figures out what you picked out. You get a little bill, and the van goes to the next person. It's all automated, except for the driver right now. Right now, they're still humans, but eventually they're imagining that these would be roaming all over the U.S. With an automated driver.
And it came to your door, right?
Yeah, we tested it out. I got some Swedish fish. I got a Coke Zero, and I got something else, popcorn. And it was like $9, and it was kind of fun to test out. It reminds me when I was a kid, we had this van that would come around like a ice cream van, except it had movies and candy. And Jennifer, I was not allowed to get the candy. So, of course, when RoboMart came by, I was like, give me all the candies.
I'm with you. I was going to say you're a man after my own heart with the Swedish fish. I love those things.
Oh, I could eat a whole bag.
Oh, my gosh.
Easily. The big bag.
And I'm seeing, I'm looking at the RoboMart that you have up. This is, by the way, this is Rich's segment this morning on KTLA. So if you want to check it out, you can see that as well. But, when he was talking about all the candy and things, but you're right. It's almost got that side that you go down that's like the pharmaceutical side, but it's more than that. So it'll have, it looks like there's a thing of Tide down there. It looks like maybe there's some baby wipes and other little things that might just be those things that you run out of.
Yeah, especially if you have a newborn or a kid at home, or you just don't feel like going out for one thing. And eventually, the big goal here is to have a produce one, which will have fresh milk, eggs, and bread, along with some veggies, which would be pretty nice. If you're ever trying to make something, you're like, I just need a red onion. And, you know, if this was efficient enough where it can get to your house quickly, and you just pick out one red onion, and it's on its way, it could be pretty fun.
All right, Rich, thanks as always for this, and you can follow him on social media, Rich on Tech, and his website is richontech.tv. Have a great one, Rich. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks, see you later.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo, and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.